You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Nationwide, our food supply chain is fraying, especially our supply of meat. Some of the largest outbreaks of COVID-19 have been in large slaughterhouses.
This Smithfield pork processing plant is now a coronavirus hotspot, linked to nearly 900 cases.
Overall, more than 20,000 meat industry workers in the U.S. have gotten sick during the pandemic, according to the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting.
Workers could be seen getting their temperatures checked at Central Valley Meat Company.
Many plants have stepped up precautions like social distancing, and a few have had to shut down temporarily. The Bay Area has one large full-time slaughterhouse, Marin Sun Farms. There are smaller ones, and there are also freelance butchers working outside of larger supply chains. Our ongoing series, The Essentials, brings you the overlooked stories of essential workers. KALW's Victor Tense has the latest installment.
I used to work as a cook, and if Bay Area kitchens do one thing well, it's to teach you about where your ingredients were grown and raised. I've seen goats milked at Cowgirl Creamery and the hard work that goes into harvesting heirloom varieties that foodies love. There was even one chef who took me and a crew of young line cooks to a Sonoma ranch that was killing its last cow. It's been 6 years, but I still think about that man who did the slaughtering. Because up until then, I had no idea that butchers made house calls. But this guy, who had a pretty great nickname, One Shot Johnny, well, he did just that. As coronavirus outbreaks shut down meatpacking plants, I wondered what Johnny was up to. So I reached out.
Name's John Taylor, and the profession is mobile butcher or ranch butcher. The new term is now harvest, a little more user-friendly, if you know what I mean.
Most slaughterhouses are not mobile. In fact, quite the opposite. They are huge, federally inspected facilities with thousands of workers packed around refrigerated assembly lines, each slice and step designed and honed for efficiency. These places are so massive that last year just 50 of these plants processed 98% of the meat raised in the whole country. All this centralizing means small ranchers have less choice on where to butcher their stock and often have to drive farther and farther away. So that's where One Shot Johnny steps in.
I have a variety of clients, from just your mom and pa that want to raise a pig and put it in the freezer to some commercial farms.
For John, who is 54, mobile butchering is actually a family business.
So I was taught by my uncle when I was 12. My folks said, well, it's time for you to go to work on the weekend, so go out and help your uncle. My stepfather was in the shop doing the cutting. So we had that until, I think it was 1984, when my parents decided to sell. I kept the truck, and that's the side that I knew the best, and as odd as it sounds, I enjoy it. They'll call me, whatever animals they have. I'll go out to the ranch, actually harvest them right there on the ranch, and then deliver them back to our shop for processing. I have a lot of pride in my work, always focused on cleanliness. I'm dealing with people's food. I think that's the big difference with the commercial operations. There's upwards of 4,000 people that are working on these kill floors, and it's just a job to them. You know, they don't care if a piece of hair or a piece of dirt on it.
John says his way isn't only cleaner, it's also more humane.
I think our following, our mainstay, is the customers that want their animals treated right. It's kind of ironic, we're killing them and eating them, but let's do it humanely, let's give the animal a good life, and when we're done, we'll put them in our freezer. People call me, hey, One Shot Johnny, what are you doing?
For John, that nickname is a badge of honor.
It's always been kind of a pride on myself. I don't like to see the animal suffer, so it just takes one shot, so that just kind of stuck.
So how exactly does it all work? Trigger alert, there will be a gunshot.
So usually I'll pull in, talk to the owner, new customer or old, kind of get the feel, where's the animal at, same place, yep, great. Grab the rifle and walk back to the pen, leave the truck out in front. Patience is huge. You got to know the animal. It's a moving target, basically. So over years, you just learn to read the animal. When you decide to squeeze the trigger, you better do it and not hesitate. And then from there, you bring the truck back, set it up, and start the skinning process. And then hang them up on the boom, gut them, and split them in half, and load them in the truck. I mean, you got to think of these animals that these people raise. They're not pets, but they're very well taken care of. And when the day comes, the last thing you want to do is load them in a trailer, haul them into a strange place, and, you know, they get run through the plant. It's stressful, and it can affect the quality of the meat greatly.
He's always been in demand, working 6 days a week to harvest between 50 and 70 animals. But ever since the coronavirus outbreaks, his business has shot up 60%.
We're a month behind. We can't keep up. People have inquired a little more on, geez, what are you guys doing with the COVID? Like, we're a meat plant. We wash our hands all the time. We wait on somebody before we go back to processing. We have to wash our hands. We've been doing this in the industry for 40 years.
John always felt his job was essential. Now the rest of the world is catching on.
These smaller operations, there's pride in their product, their reputation. You know, we can't run a local business and put out a shoddy product or a dirty product. We're not going to stay in business very long.
The family helps run the business. But John doesn't expect any of them will take up his .22 caliber rifle and learn his craft. Which means that despite the increase in demand, one-man mobile slaughterhouses will continue to disappear.
There's a business in Petaluma that's been around since the late 70s. He decided to stop doing custom cut and wrap, just does smoked meats and jerky. And the last day that he cut anything, I just happened to be there. So he tore a piece of butcher paper off and said, you know, start naming names. You've been in this business a long time. We came up with 23 shops in 20 years just in this county that have gone out of business. Pretty crazy.
So for now, One Shot Johnny will keep working 12-hour days and living up to that name. In San Francisco, I'm Victor Tense for Cross Currents.
Victor just graduated from KALW's Audio Academy training program. And you can find more from our series, The Essentials, at KALW.org.